It's Monday, March 20th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Banking panic raises recession odds, but will the tech industry surge with AI emergence? Google Cloud shifts to mid-market, and Rich Freeman's new Channelholic newsletter. Two new stories from there. This is the Business of Tech. Apparently, Monday mornings are the time for bank news. Over the weekend, Credit Suisse would have failed without Switzerland's banking regulators pulling together a deal to ensure that didn't happen. And there's the required fear out there with such a story. But I want to highlight this passage from Axios. There's no doubt that the still unfolding banking panic has raised the odds of a recession. But when you scrutinize the details of what is happening, there is less reason to think this will become a sprawling mega crisis. It helps to start with an explanation of the root cause of the two previous crises. Back in 2008, all kinds of highly levered institutions owned complex securities, particularly backed by home mortgages, that turned out to be far less valuable than advertised. The 2008 crisis was, in effect, a series of institutions either failing or being bailed out as those losses became apparent. This time around, the root problem isn't bad loans. Rather, the Fed's rapid tightening has created paper losses for banks that made loans or bought long-term bonds when rates were much lower. That's prompted depositors to pull money out, causing forced selling that turns paper losses into real ones. Now, couple that with another piece Axios also published. This one notes that the tech industry surges from downtimes, noting the 17% rates when the IBM PC was released in 1981, the shift through the 90s coming out of recession to build the internet, or the late 2000s with the iPhone's arrival. And the piece then notes the AI emergence happening right now. On AI, a new Pew Research study showed that half of Americans are aware of the various uses of AI, but could only identify 3 out of 5 examples of its use. The data indicated that those with higher education and income had an increased awareness of AI in their environment. When asked about the societal ramifications of AI, 38% said they were more concerned than excited, and 46% felt a mix of both. Why do we care? Looking back, the downtimes in the economy have driven the creation of new IT services companies. And as this analysis has showed, the technological surges seem to align too. Is this a reason to be keener on AI? Not on its own, but the alignment is too convenient to ignore. I don't want to be overly optimistic. I'm just observing the opportunity in the chaos. I didn't want to miss this piece from The Information, which focuses on Google Cloud and its increasing focus on the mid-market. This is a shift from enterprise, where the company will continue to compete. And then there's this quote. In a sign of growing pressure on the unit, Google Cloud managers are also requiring some salespeople to forecast spending by new customers with more rigor so the company can have confidence that big cloud contracts will produce big revenue. Why do we care? Anyone who does sales management should be chuckling over a requirement to forecast with more rigor. That said, when a sales team prioritizes a set of results, those results tend to follow. A Google push-down market from enterprise to mid-market is notable and usually comes with a further push into SMB beyond that. Perhaps not too far in the future, they'll be getting channel religion. Rich Freeman, known for being the executive editor at Channel Pro, has left that role and launched Channelholic, a new newsletter focused on the channel. He and I are collaborating on content, and I'll be commenting on some of his stories. Link in the show notes to get Rich's new newsletter, and you can get my comments here on the Business of Tech. He, too, noted the rise of AI, with 8x8 adding transcription, translation, and summarization powered by OpenAI Whisper, an AWS support chatbot in Teams, and Arrow Electronics and Qualcomm collaborating to bring more AI to edge computing. He also noted CompTIA's new cybersecurity trust mark and the lesser-covered emergency response team designed to help IT providers cope with security-related downtime, data integrity issues, confidentiality breaches, and the business continuity impacts of natural disasters. Why do we care? So Rich notes the same trend I do around AI, and that's worth highlighting. A CompTIA emergency response team raises many questions as it's a service offering. Sure, a service offering for services companies, but how do you keep the delineation of competition clear there? I'll be tracking this one. And congratulations to Rich on the new endeavor, another voice to add to your list. That's at channelholic.news. Thanks for listening. Today, International Day of Happiness. So take a moment for yourself. I apologize, I did not drop the bonus episode this weekend like I planned. I'm going to probably do two on the weekend to make up for it, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.